It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Between family, work, and our things to do list, women are busier than ever before. I know I fall into the same trap of wishing there were more than 24 hours in a single day because I manage an extremely busy life, as many of us do. Now, my next guest is here to share how you can start to overcome the challenge of being too busy, how to stop being overwhelmed and start to enjoy your life instead of constantly chipping away at these tasks that we deal with every day. Please welcome the author of The 24-Hour Woman, Cheryl Lou Chung. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, Suzanne. Great to be on your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, in this whole busyness of daily life, you know, we're constantly trying to navigate our work-life challenges. So how do we do that successfully? What should we be doing?
Well, I would, you know, say first off, let's take some time off and appreciate what you have and appreciate your achievements over the years. We all are standing on a position of strength, and very often we forget that in the business of life and in everything that we are trying to solve. When in my practice with coaching and training women from around the world, those that have lived a happy, fulfilled, and truly successful life on their own terms, one of the fundamental practices that we all recognize is that there is a sense of appreciation and gratitude. So for me, pillar number one for the 24-hour woman is about appreciating where she is right now and identifying the growth that she has already achieved and be celebrating and recognizing the opportunity to be growing even more and even further with all that is happening. The second thing that we need to be really, really acutely aware of in the midst of all this noise that's around us is to be aware of where you are right now and where you want to be. And for that to happen, we need to have the clarity of really what is our legacy? What do we want to be building every single day? And because you are then aware of your legacy, you're very involved on a day-to-day basis to create a success around that. So pillar number one is appreciation. Pillar number two is awareness. Pillar number four is a sense of acceptance. Wherever you are, whatever your status, I've heard so many women say, oh, I can't do that because. But let's change that conversation and say that I can do that in spite of. Because acknowledging and having acceptance of where we are doesn't mean that there is a sense of denial or there's acquisition. It's just saying, yes, I've taken stock. I know where this is now, and I'm accepting it, and I'm using it, however, as my launching pad instead. So accept where you are and move on. Change the conversation that's within our mind so that there is, here's pillar number four, a sense of accountability. It's about the discipline to do more or less of what is needed to continue with the journey towards our legacy. It's not about finding fault or putting blame. But yes, I take stock and I take accountability and I move on. There is a sense of hope and optimism. The 24-hour woman is happy and vibrant and fulfilled because there's a sense of optimism that she's having the momentum to be moving towards her legacy and building on it every single day. Which brings me then to pillar number five, which is really about action. The 24-hour woman is a woman of action. But do not be caught by surprise that by her sitting silent and keeping still is not an inaction. In fact, that is a very proactive, a very difficult action to take. Just to sit still and wait for things to move on and to find the right timing to take action. So being still is not an inaction. Being still is actually one of the most deliberate pieces about taking action so that she is engaged in that which is strategic, that in bringing about her legacy and her goals. So the five that I've seen have been very powerful when it comes together: appreciation, acceptance, accountability, things about taking action. These are the five. Appreciate things that is around you. Being aware, acutely aware. Taking a stand, you know, being accepting of where you are right now, but using it as a strength and launching pad. Taking accountability as you maneuver, and then taking action. These are the five, but I can't help it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I love what you're saying, because it's so important to be able to utilize these tools every, and you could actually talk about it every day. Put those out there and make sure that you are living that life that you want to lead. And it doesn't have to be right away either, does it? I mean, Cheryl, a lot of us are like, oh, we're getting so old and I've got to get all these things done within such a short period of time. Everyone has kind of like a time frame, but using your pillars, we can really do that for the rest of our lives, can't we?
Absolutely. There's no time. You're not bounded by time. It's about every single moment living fullest and being engaged. You know, I've had women who ask themselves multiple times in a day, how aware am I? Am I back in the present? Am I aware of what's happening? Am I taking action? Or is it a strategic time to be inactive around this at this point in time? Be framed by the amount of time and then try to hurry through it, because hurrying through it sometimes does not give you the result that you want. It's really being engaged and enjoying and being fulfilled and happy at the end of the day, rather than this illusion, disappointed at the end of the day, because you are only giving yourself a 24-hour time frame. Give yourself a longer horizon. Enjoy the journey. And that is part of living a happy, active, and well life.
That's great. You know, there's one statement that you say, it's one of your practices, and it says in your book, I will not wear a ski jacket on a tropical vacation. Can you explain that?
Yes, well, that's one of my favorite. And that came about as I wrote the book around the five pillars. And I wanted something that, the community of women that I'm working with have something that they can live by, something they can paste on the walls and all, and remind themselves, I will not wear a ski jacket. No, and that's why being aware of what is your circumstances and accepting it is important, so that you do not, gear yourself up for the wrong occasion. You do not have the expectations, that is going to bring disillusionment. If you are raising a young family right now, one of the key pieces of not wearing a ski jacket is, if you are thinking of having an international practice and raising a young family, what does that mean? Are you wearing a ski jacket on a tropical vacation? Because that time too will pass, and then you can have your tropical vacation and your ski vacation. But the thing is, being at the right fit at the right time.
That's
important for you to enjoy that part of that journey, because it's going to serve you well as you move on to the next phase in life, whether in your career or your personal life or your family life. Managing the expectations of not wearing a ski jacket on a tropical vacation.
Love that concept. You really got to be prepared for the situation that we're all in, whether it's the timing, whether it's who you're with, your audience, all that. Everyone, you can get the book, Cheryl's book, The 24-Hour Woman, by looking at drsuzanne.com/24-hour-woman. Meaning Dr. Suzanne, SUSANNE.com/24, and that's the number 24, Our Woman. And by going there, you're going to be able to look at her videos and all get access to how to get amazing, amazing content and also get her book. It's a fantastic book. Thank you so much, Cheryl. For more information, also you can go to my Wellness for Life radio page on Radio MD. And thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Dr. Suzanne, sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.